Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
I don't really get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the right now.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is going on, everybody? Corey Vincent here with the Video Game Bang, and this is a special presentation. We got tired of recording in the room. We're like, fuck it. We're going to go record at E3 because we got parties to do. We got stuff to attend to, and I wanted to bring in a guest. I promised guests, so I brought the best guest. We'll get to him in a minute. First, David Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
And Aaron joining us here.
Hey, what's going on?
Aaron, you're a little starstruck because of our guest here.
Yeah, I like Metal Gear Solid too.
This is one of my favorite people in all of esports. I'm not even gonna lie. Hey, every time I go, he makes me feel welcome in the Smash community. And if you're in with this guy, I think you're pretty much in with the community. You guys may have heard of him. He's on Twitter at PhenomenalEE. What's up, man?
What's going on, dude? I'm enjoying E3. I'm chilling.
You chilling?
Yes, sir.
So tell everyone a little bit about your background. You are a caster, commentator for Smash. You get flown all across the country to do what you do, and you're one of the best in the business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually like a pro Yu-Gi-Oh player turned Smash commentator.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, I used to play.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, I've got a couple of regional tops and YCS tops under my belt, so I'm not too bad at Yu-Gi-Oh. I try and lock them down on the board. That's kind of what I did. But up until a year and a half, 2 years ago when I like devoted all my time like just pushing hard into esports and Smash. And I was just like, I think I can make something of this. I feel like more companies are giving us attention. Have you noticed a lot of our tournaments for Melee and Smash 4 have a lot of like pop bonuses now, stuff like that. So with a lot of that support from our sponsors, I'm able to attend a lot more events and get a lot more opportunities. And it's been a blessing so far. And I'm hoping to go further.
So, I mean, you're a good friend of Nairo, which is kind of, you know, one of the first things I met you. Nairo's a super emotional player. Like, if you watch it, you know, you can just kind of tell on his face. And you were, like, so good at just kind of walking up, keeping him calm, getting his mind right. Yeah. Like, how did you and Nairo first meet and get that relationship with him?
I met Nairo a while ago. This was back when, like, Brawl was kind of at its height. It was at an Apex. It might have been 2012, 2013, something around that area. And he was like just a hyper aggressive player, you know what I mean? And I was just like, I played Meta Knight as well. I was a Meta Knight main, so was he. And I always kind of like tried to emulate his style to no avail at all. I was horrible. But no, Nairo was always just so good. And, you know, we kept attending the same tournaments despite him living in New Jersey and I was in Maryland. And I don't know, eventually we just started talking, man. I was friends with his brother, K Sizzle, for a while. And, you know, eventually I would just start rooting on Nairo because he's one of my favorite players. And we just kind of developed a good rapport, which turned to a good friendship. And it's just been strong ever since.
I think one of the things that makes you my favorite caster is that you're like a chameleon. Like, no matter who they put you with, it seems like you're consistently good. Some casters are strong with particular people, but it seems like whether you're with Gunblade or TK or D1, whoever I've seen you with, it's always been like a high level quality. And the quickness that you come up with some of these things. What are some of your like favorite hits?
Like, what do you mean? Like
one-liners.
I don't know, dude. Like, I don't.
Shovel Knight is not in this game, but he's digging graves for his own damn self.
One of them. Something to that effect at MLG. Because it was crazy because Nairo was actually beating Zero and he won that tournament and ended Zero's like 50 tournament win streak. So it was just crazy. But no, like a lot of stuff that comes to mind, like actually, I actually censor a lot of things that come to my mind, to be honest with you. Because I just kind of, I draw from all avenues. But I don't know. Like, I don't write anything down despite what people may think. Like, I really don't. It just comes off the top
of the
head.
Jay-Z?
Yeah. I feel like I am, man. I don't write. You know, I don't write. I just handle my business. And I don't know. I guess it's kind of like a gift when you really think about it because I never really think about it until people point it out to me. But it's pretty cool that I can just kind of come up with random shit off the dome, to be honest.
So you were doing some stuff. Now, this is crazy. This is like breaking news almost because it hit us this morning that Yahoo Esports is like out of business. And you were, like, doing some really good work with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, we covered this event together the first 2 days here at E3, and it was a privilege, man. You know, I kind of found out the news officially when everybody else did, you know what I mean? So, obviously, I'm a little disheartened by it. I feel like I made some good connections in that company. But, I mean, that's a great staff, man. A ton of great guys. I know they're going to get picked up somewhere else. And, One thing I can take away from it is I feel like I got a lot of good experience, like hosting wise with them, doing interviews. And that's one thing I'm really passionate about doing besides commentary. So hopefully I can kind of parlay that into my next venture, whatever that may be.
I'm telling you, dude, I people probably think I'm just talking out of my ass, but anytime you're the most hireable guy. Like if I had the budget, I don't even know what it would be for. I just like you so much. You're a likable guy. If you're out there and you have money or a company and you're hiring in the video space,
please
give Phil your money before I do.
PhillyFresh@gmail.com. I gotta get that plug in there real quick.
So before we start going around the table talking about today's E3, I want to talk to you, obviously. There's a lot of Nintendo fighting games going on. We had the Pokken DX today, which Nairo was a part of, and then ARMS. What do you think the future of these two games are in esports?
Well, I think ARMS is especially looking pretty bright. There's a ton of hype around that game already, and people already developing crazy strategies. I mean, you just watch that Invitational in the game in its infancy, and you see how like deep it was, right? You see like people just having to counterplay, cancels already, confirms. Like it was pretty ridiculous to watch, and you know, we don't even have an official copy yet. You know what I mean? A couple ambassadors have the game. You got to play as many times as you wanted, or as long as you could wait in the line, I should say, here at E3, which is good practice. But no, I think that's going to have a bright future. I think Pokken is going to have a good resurgence. Obviously, people love Pokemon. It's a fighter. And that community, you know, while small, it has the potential to grow. I think this right here was just great exposure for them, and I wish them nothing the best because I enjoy both games. So I hope Nintendo and the community, their respective communities, keep on backing them.
So for a guy like you, I mean, D1 is already up there casting Pokken and ARMS. Like, how does one – you're already so established in one game. Do you just have to force yourself to keep playing and studying the meta? Are you in that process right now, or are we going to see you casting ARMS soon?
Well, I mean, I would love – I did a bit of Pokken casting in the past. I actually casted last year's DreamHack Finals for Pokken, which was awesome. So I'd love to get back into that game with it being on the Switch. As far as ARMS goes, I plan to pick that up immediately and dive right into that meta. I don't want to just cast it. I want to play it too, understand it on a deeper level, kind of like what I try and bring to Smash. It's a unique amount of hypeness, build those good storylines, and just, you know, turn these people into stars, because I think, you know, the talent that you can really find in gaming should be recognized and should be elevated, and that's kind of what I try and do, no matter the game.
All right, Webb, it was your first time actually even probably watching ARMS, let alone at a live event. What's your thoughts on ARMS?
I'm sold. I had like when they announced it, Twitch and they had the Switch and they had the whole presentation, and ARMS was one of the games. I kind of was like, I don't know about that. Zelda looks good. Right. I'm going to get Zelda, but I don't know about this ARMS game. And then this was my first opportunity to sit down and watch. That's a good game. And there's so much more of a technical aspect to the game than I ever thought there would be, because I kind of thought you were just kind of throwing punches. But no, there's like actual skill level and like strategy, and you have to know the game. It's really interesting, actually.
I thought it was going to be like, didn't they come out with like Wii Boxing at one point? And it was like the worst.
A lot
thing.
Of people thought it was going to be similar to that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I had thought. I was like, oh, I've seen this before. Right. Gimmicky controls. You're just going to swing your arms, and whoever swings your arms the fastest is going to win. Hence, it's called ARMS.
Right.
That's not the case. Not like, there's a lot of movement, strafing, counterplays. Like you said, there was confirms into rush. Like, it was
crazy.
It was cool. What do you think, Aaron?
Same thing. I got to play it before the Switch was released, and you know, from the moment that I put my hands on the controller, I was like, wow, this is an awesome game. It feels kind of like Smash with like the whole strategy. Like, I mean, it's not the same because you're using your arms to move the controllers, and they're hypersensitive. Like, if you've played a Switch, you know this. But yeah, like you jump around, you can avoid attacks, you can kind of see them coming. So as the attacker, you kind of have to, you have to guess where they're going to go. And that's what I loved about it.
Yeah. The characters all react differently, and then you could choose different gloves that have different powers. Like, it just seems like the meta is just going to consistently change, and it's something they could easily add on to keep making more deep. So enough about ARMS. Let's go back to E, just since we have you for a limited time. What about the rest of your E3? What are the most impressive things you've seen?
Well, as always, I got to give a shout-out to MetaThreads. They have the best gaming apparel in the business.
I 100% agree.
As far as I'm concerned, I love those guys. I also thought that the whole Warner Brothers area was kind of cool. It's kind of actually like certain areas, the way they have it roped off is like a freaking nightclub. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You got to know somebody to get in there, but I mean, outside of that, you know, Twitch Booth was awesome. Microsoft, Sony bringing it as well. Just all around good vibes, man. I can't complain. I love games in general, man, and this is kind of like a gamer's paradise. So if you've never been to E3, obviously, since it's open to the public, I encourage you to come because you won't regret it.
Most of our lives living in that gamer's paradise.
No, of course. Oh, I like what you did.
I'm working on being like you.
I like that.
Me and you, hopefully we could cast some time because I did a little casting.
Yeah?
One casting event.
Come through.
Yeah, I did the Arco Arena thing with Nairo.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe you need to watch it and then give me some pointers. Give me some notes.
I can evaluate it for you.
That's where
I'll be honest.
Go. That's where you could pioneer. Like, you're the caster's caster.
You think so?
Yeah. Because people do that, like Overwatch players, they'll watch other players and they do their, like, live commentary.
I won't charge, though. Sure.
Oh.
Sure.
So, well, you owe me. If you remember, you owe me, like, how many followers?
I know, man. I got to get
you a couple.
You said
you build stars.
I will.
I need you. I need the rub. I need the shine.
Dude, it's going to happen. I'm tweeting right now.
Specifically, though, did you play any games that you're, like, really impressed
yes,
with?
Yes. I got to play Dragon Ball FighterZ. That game is awesome. I love the fact that when somebody dies, it actually brings the next person in, but it resets the neutral, right?
Okay.
So there's no, like, cheesy gimmicks. You got to beat the person straight up after they go down. And I really appreciate that. I think that's good. That's one thing I never really cared for with some games is the fact that, like, somebody would go down and then, like, you could just rush right in and just keep, like, some cheesy flurry or whatever. But, no, the fact that resets the neutral is awesome. Obviously, I love the characters. Vegeta's my man. And you know what I mean? Like, I think it's a great concept and long overdue, to be honest. I played a little bit of Sonic. I'm not sure what – I can't remember what it was called. But I got my ass kicked.
Yeah.
It was – the guy was just like – he started to take the controller a little bit. I was like, no, I got it, man. Let me finish the demo. And I got through it. And, of course, I got to play Fire Emblem in the Nintendo area as well.
What was that?
That was amazing. I think it's kind of like if you guys play Hyrule Warriors,
yeah.
It's kind of a little bit like that, except you just it's like easier to alternate between the characters.
Hyrule Warriors, wasn't that just Destiny? Was it Destiny Warriors or
no? It was just like with
skin with Zelda.
It was literally
Dynasty
like
Warriors.
Dynasty. It was Dynasty
yeah.
Warriors featuring Zelda characters.
Yeah, so is that
and
what
I
it was?
Yeah, I feel like that's the same thing with Fire Emblem, except it's just like maybe a little deeper. I like the movement a lot better. Actually, I thought the specials were cool. And I think it'll have a little bit more variety. So, and what else did I play? Oh, I played FIFA. That was cool.
You a FIFA guy?
I'm not a FIFA guy, but
no?
I did enjoy it.
Okay.
I did enjoy it. It was fun.
You like FIFA?
All right, EE, man. I don't want to take up no more of your time. I appreciate you stopping by and hanging out with
man.
Us.
Oh, my man. I do it all day, man. It's all good.
Like I said, give this guy your money. Follow him on Twitter at PhenomenalEE. Where else can they find you? You're a huge Twitch streamer too. Like that gets like underplayed. I see you front page all the time.
Well, all right. I don't know who you see, but it's not me, man. Like I'm on front page a lot for tournaments that I'm commentating, right? But not my channel itself. I gotta network better on that. But no, it's just at EEVSU on Twitch. I stream all the time. I enjoy a variety of games, man. Smash, Overwatch, IRL sometimes. Like whatever's clever, man. I'm about it.
All right. That's the man. Thank you for your time, man.
Thank you.
All right. That was so cool. I'm so glad EE stopped by. I mean every word I say. I really like that guy. He's like I said, when you go to your first like Smash tournament or any kind of community that's so tight-knit and everybody mm-hmm. knows everybody, it could be hard to get in
right.
like, and
yeah.
make friends and associate, especially when that's not like your game.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's super social, came right up and always made me feel welcome. So now when
he's
I see him.
Super cool dude.
Yeah, he's a really
super
good
chill.
Guy. So thanks, EE. And good luck. Someone's got to hire that guy. I'm not even
I was
going
to say, what's our Patreon budget like? Can we hire him for something?
Oh, man, we couldn't afford him. Yeah.
I'll take a pay cut.
<It's> so generous. So, what do you got, Webb? My brain is dead. What did you do today?
Oh, man. So today.
I didn't even hang out with you most of the day.
No, yeah. You were doing your own thing today. So today I hit the floor and I tried to do some social engineering. I tried to get my way into places. It worked a couple of times. So I found what I thought was the line for the new Spider-Man game that's coming out on the PS4, which I really wanted to play. It looks really cool. I love Spider-Man. And
how big was the line?
It wasn't that bad, actually. It wasn't that bad at all. And it was mainly just RSVP. And so I walked up and I was like, hey, you know, I don't have an RSVP. Is there a standby? And they're like, yeah, it's right here. And there's like three people in front of me. So I'm like, okay, this can't be that long. And sure enough, it was like 10 minutes and I was in. So I'm like, sweet, I'm stoked because this game, like I said, I love Spider-Man. The combat in the game is so much like Batman Arkham Knight, but it's faster. And I was so excited to play. So we get in and we walk into the room. We walk behind the booth. We walk into this room and I'm looking around and it's like a theater. There's a whole bunch of chairs. I don't see one controller for anybody. I sit down and they go, all right, you know, welcome to the Spider-Man. We're going to do it. We're going to go ahead and do a gameplay for you guys. This is actual gameplay. He actually has a controller. I'm like, oh, dang it.
Did you get any free stuff from that, though?
No free stuff either.
What?
No. It was extended gameplay. So it started out with basically what we saw during the Sony press conference. And so I was like, oh, really? But it was extended because that was like cut what they showed us. It still looks like an awesome game. I can't wait for it. It might be a day one buy for me. After that, I walked out and did the same thing with FIFA. And it was like a 10-minute wait and got in line, played FIFA, got my ass handed to me. They did do a really big change for
now,
FIFA
18. I remember
18.
The first day when we were at EA Play, we didn't actually get to play FIFA. But
no.
The only reason you wanted to play FIFA was so you could have it over Aaron's head.
100%.
Do you think he's going to care?
No, because I already messaged him. I was like, Aaron, I got to play FIFA. And he just sent me a meme that said, nice. It's like, that's fine, whatever.
He's playing it off.
Yeah, he played. You know what, Aaron, you're 100% right. He's crying right now, but he couldn't let me see that. The really big change that they made this year that I noticed is the blades of grass have more dew on them. So that's good. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, honestly, it was FIFA 17. It's not much more you could do with that. After that, I played some smaller games. I played Killing Floor 2. Which they're having some event right now on Steam. Played that at the PC Gamer booth. And then Aaron and I played Islands with a Y.
That's the one with the like the Minecraft.
Yeah, it's
style.
Like a Minecrafty meets what's it? Super Mario Builder.
Yeah, and
Mario Maker. Thank you.
Yeah, and
Mario
it's
Maker.
Got the look of what is it like? If you like low res. But
yeah, it's like. It's like Minecraft, but if it was on the N64, it's that polygon shape.
I was going to say polygon, but
yeah.
I wasn't sure if
that
was...
Yeah. It's like they chiseled Minecraft a little bit to make it a little bit more shaped and not just squares, and that's Islands with a Y. Mm. And it was a pretty cool game. I mean, there was nothing groundbreaking. It was just kind of like they took a couple ideas and they mushed it together into one game. So you can make your own version of the game. Like, they have one out right now that you can get that's an Indiana Jones-themed one. And or you can make your own version where it's 2D instead of 3D. Like, it's cool.
And what was that other game that we played, the shooter?
Oh, yeah, that was Killing Floor 2.
Oh, okay.
And you killed it. I had to get a pun in. You've been doing puns all day. I had to get my own pun in. You, like, headshotted with, like, really crappy guns. And
I don't understand the reticle.
The reticles were...
Yeah,
it was horrible. It was like...
Yeah.
It was kind of almost like Reaper, but worse.
Yeah. Because
it was dual. And, it was dual revolvers.
I was using revolvers, which should be a little bit more, you know, focused.
Right. But yeah, but you did work with that. What'd you do, Aaron?
Let's see.
I'll start by saying, before she answers, Aaron just needs cameras following her wherever she goes. She seems like she just falls into adventures. Like, we just get, like... We'll leave her for like 2 seconds and she'd be like, I'm doing a push-up contest. Like, where's that?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, talk us through your adventures day, Aaron.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember what I did. I guess we can start with the push-up contest. That was around 1:30. I went over to this booth and they had people dressed in army uniforms. And I think that some of them were real, or maybe all of them were real. They were doing, they were promoting a headset that was camo.
Okay.
And so we played Gears of War, I think. It looked like Gears. And we got a shirt for winning that. I went over and talked to them, and I saw a sweatshirt. I wanted to get it. And I was like, what do I have to do to get the sweatshirt? And they're like, donate to the army. And so I was like, fine, I'll donate. But they...
Fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Take my money, army.
Shut up and take my money. Yeah, but they only had extra larges, so... I ended up donating anyway, even though I didn't get a sweater. And they gave me a shirt.
So upset about donating money to a charitable cause. They give her their lives, and she's like, whatever, here's my
Here's $5.
No, that's why I wanted. That's why I wanted to. I wanted this. I'm upset because I didn't get the sweatshirt. But you know, okay. I wanted to donate my
but
money anyway.
I'm happy
that I donated.
Your heart is happy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they gave me a shirt for that. Like I wasn't even going to take the shirt, but they were like, "Here, just have it for somebody else." And then they said, "By the way, we're having a push-up contest in like an hour." And the winner of that got a headset. So, you know, there are about 50 people lined up. They made us go, like, they would say down, up, down, up. So, like, the first 10 were pretty easy because, you know, you just they're going fast.
Yeah.
But then they change it up and they're like, all right, you got to hold it now.
Oh, my God.
So I made it to the second hold. And I think there was probably about 20. And I couldn't do it anymore.
You got more over 50% at a gaming convention. I don't know. Maybe you should have done better. I've seen a lot of the people around here.
I'm not a fan of how it turned out because a lot of people were cheating their push-ups. Like, they were like, you know, squishing their hips into the ground instead of using their arms to get.
Oh, yeah. Thrust busting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, they were thrust busting.
Yeah.
Or
I'm
you know,
very familiar.
They were holding it down. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, you hold that thrust bust down. Yeah, no, that's a classic move.
Yeah, when
I
they were holding,
it.
They were like just putting their chest on the ground and resting before they went back up. Aww. So you know, like they weren't really like they weren't being really strict about it. So I could have gone farther, but you know,
honor.
I wanted to do it right. Yes, I have honor.
Honor.
Let's see, what else did I do?
You met celebrities.
Yes.
How do I know what you did more than you know what you did?
Because you put me on the spot and I forget everything. It just goes out of my head.
All right.
Yeah, I met one of my hero voice actors from Dragon Age Inquisition, Allegra Clark, and her girlfriend was there too. So we got a photo together, and her girlfriend's name is Bethany.
Okay.
Yeah, we just had this great conversation about voice acting and you know being in LA.
Did she give you the keys to success?
Yes, she gave me a bunch of links.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Pass
you know,
those links
places,
on over to us.
Yeah, places where I should go to. Be a better voice actor or people to meet.
And you got a follow back?
Yes. I had to, like, go into my Discord and tell all my friends about it, like, all caps. I was like, I'm shaking right now. I can't believe this just happened. Like, people that I love followed me back.
That's awesome. And it makes sense. I don't know. It feels like my day has not been near as cool as either of yours. Okay. Maybe I'm a little spoiled.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, okay, I guess I take it back.
Yeah, take that shit back.
Well, I mean, it's not like I did anything like that warranted. I didn't deserve it. It was just so lucky. I was shooting content with Nairo. I had the camera, and he was a part of this celebrity Nintendo contest thing.
Yeah.
And it had, like, MatPat. You know who that is?
Yep.
I could tell by your enthusiasm that you know exactly who MatPat
is. I'm keeping it cool.
J.D. Witherspoon. These are like YouTube personalities. Had
okay.
Black Nerd Andre Meadows.
Okay, yeah.
Had on our show before. And then they had pros from different games. So Justin Wong from Street Fighter and Capcom. Nairo.
Yeah.
A pro Melee player. And then they actually had the world champion American Pokken player.
Okay.
So not fair.
That like, ringer.
Okay, let's have a celebrity basketball tournament. You're going to get a sumo wrestler.
Yeah.
You're going to get a Michael Phelps pro swimmer. Oh, and then this guy has LeBron James.
Yeah.
So have fun, guys. So I got to go backstage, capture a lot of content, hung out with all these crazy people I had no business hanging around. Nairo goes up there, wins his first match, which was against Andre Meadows and Justin Wong.
Okay.
Nairo's partnered with Witherspoon. And they go to the finals against, go figure, the guy who's a Pokken World Champion, and MatPat. And Nairo takes the Pokken World Champion to a Game 5.
That's insane.
Like a legit Game 5.
Yeah.
It was funny because the guy was sandbagging at first, and he got like a perfect on Nairo.
Okay.
First match. And then started kind of laughing and joking around, and then Nairo just kicked it up.
It's download complete.
Download. He started landing like these crazy combo confirms into like these specials, and the smile went away.
Oh.
And then it became, I think it was a best of three, you know, sets of two, and Nairo let even the set with this guy trying his hardest, so it was 1-1 deciding game three, and the guy did end up finally beating him.
Right.
Nairo, I was following the social media, obviously, because that's my job.
Oh, yeah.
Internet just went nuts. The Naifu in chat were just spamming all of his emotes. Like, it was incredible. And then Nairo is such a competitor. After that, I'm like already tuckered out. I'm like, all right, yeah, you know, good job. Let's move on. And he's like, well, I want to enter this arms tournament. So then we go wait in line for like an hour, get into this arms tournament where we're with Zerk, the guy who ended up winning the entire thing. And then Bam from EA, or not from EA, from Esports Arena.
Like, okay.
A lot of people in the FGC, PB&J. Yeah. And you have to win 5 matches, and then you qualify to be on the stage to win that belt.
Okay.
And that's no one was able to do it. Nairo got up to 4.
What?
Arms is really hard.
It's a really difficult game to get the hang of.
Yeah, I think so. I think it looks like it.
He gets up there. The last guy has his giant Yoshi hat. Turns out he's like a pro YouTuber guy named Yoshiller.
Okay.
Yoshiller, I think, was his name. And I was live streaming this whole thing.
Oh, I know that guy.
You do?
I met him at PAX.
Okay. I guess he's a recognizable guy.
Yeah.
Because I started live streaming Nairo's matches.
Right.
So the Naifu could witness this. It was like bootleg version, you know. So I'm like going to the screen. Oh, World Star Vert. And we had a lot of people watching. Like, the Naifu really started supporting him. Yoshiller pops up. I didn't know who he was.
So yeah.
I nicknamed him Yoshi Killer.
Yoshi.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty close.
I didn't even know. I was calling him Yoshi Killer because he looked like a killer and he had this, like, Yoshi.
Yoshi, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, Yoshi Killer. And then the chat was like, no, it's...
What does a killer look like? Hold up.
Wait, what's his name?
Yoshiller?
Yoshiller.
Yoshiller?
But it sounds like Yoshi Killer.
Maybe I was calling him Killer Yoshi. It was one of the two. It was so close.
Super close, yeah.
His people started coming in there, and they were like, oh, that's Yoshiller. I was like, no, his name is Yoshi Killer. I just invented that. They were like, no, his real name is this. I was like, oh, he's a person?
You mean he exists?
He's a person, and he ended up taking out Nairo, keeping him off the stage.
That's crazy.
He goes on to his next match against a guy who was really good, too.
Yeah.
And you have to get to the 5 streak.
Right.
Ended the tournament at that. So Killer Yoshi, didn't even qualify.
Oh.
So we were like, dude, you should have just laid down for my boy Nairo here.
Yeah.
You know, so at least one of us could have gone. Because he was a Nairo fan.
Oh, yeah.
He knew well who he was.
Yeah, he knew who he was going up against.
That's not how it works.
You had so much honor. I'm such a shitty person. I'm thinking how to cheat the system. I'm like, maybe I could enter. I'll lay down. I have no, like...
You can't be the goat?
I'll be the goat.
Okay, because you're actually going to be trying, and you're still going to get whomped.
There she is again. It took her a while today, but she is throwing shade on this trip.
She's like a yo-yo.
She is.
As much as I love her, she'll just go the other way, and then I'm like, you are a terrible person.
That's her new nickname. The yo-yo. Yo-yo.
Yeah.
I think that's a DC villain, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a DC villain.
All right, final thoughts, Aaron. What do you think on the day?
I definitely had a lot more fun today. You know, highlight of the day was definitely meeting the voice actors. And, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm going to try and get into the Nintendo line because I didn't want to do it today. But if it doesn't happen, then, you know, at least we're going to have to try something at 4, right?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I'm so excited for that.
So, Webb has done his networking. He's got his bachelor's in social engineering under myself. I'm teaching him. And he landed us probably the sweetest appointment of the event with Destiny 2. So, we get to check out Destiny 2 tomorrow. He hooked it up.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited for that. I'm really excited. And you're even happier about this because it's a PC version.
Let's go.
So and I'm anxious to try the PC version because everything I've read have said that the PC version is going to have some extra stuff in it specifically for PC players, so I'm curious to see what that's going to be.
Yeah, I was just going to say, speaking of PC, I learned today that I cannot use a controller anymore for first-person shooters, at least.
Yeah.
Playing Gears of War, I could not figure it out.
Well, what about you, Corey?
Today was definitely better than the other days. I wanted to be mad about it, and then I feel like a dick because I'm sure a lot of people didn't get to see the things I did. So I should be a little more grateful. The thing is, though, everybody I've talked to, I talked to Mommy Gamers today.
Yeah.
Love them. They got a great podcast. She said the same thing, like, just too crowded. I ran into Paris from GTR, Gamertag Radio. He said the same thing. He was sitting in a circle of people who were all saying how there's too many damn people. So
this is This is my first time, and it's. I think there's too many people.
Yeah, I feel bad that it's your first time. I feel like you haven't gotten to have the full E3 experience, but we still have another day. We have one appointment. Hopefully some good parties tonight. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you like these little short versions, the E3 editions. Ivy couldn't be here, but she'll be back maybe tomorrow. I don't know. She's doing school.
No, she'll be back tomorrow.
She will be back tomorrow.
She'll be back tomorrow because today was finals and stuff. So.
All right. So for the real David Webb, Aaron, Roselle, the Yo-Yo, my name is Corey Vincent, and you've just been banged.